It's Megan.
And Brooks.
And we're the Sis
Bro.
Show.
A comedy.
Duo. We remembered how to do it.
Yeah, we still got it. It's engraved.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Well, I mean, not since you and I talked, but since we talked on Sis Bro.
Yeah, true.
Because we've been busy.
Pretty active.
Yeah.
Very busy doing
other stuff.
Yeah, holiday stuff, and then, you know, real important stuff.
Yeah, Daisy.
Daisy stuff.
And if y'all haven't been watching Brooks's Twitch channel, shit has been going down on Daisy.
Oh, yeah. It's turned into a completely, like, episodic journey of our little group.
Oh, yeah. And we have been attacked and had to rebuild and attacked and had to rebuild. Mm-hmm. But it's all been worth it.
Yeah, we're already in like our little season two. I used season one's finale of that 9-hour standoff at our old base.
Where I died.
Well, it was pretty epic though.
It was. It was funny. Found out that your fans, your Twitch followers, however you want to call it, called me the granny.
Yeah, yeah, they gave you the nickname. Well, one of them specifically gave you the nickname the granny.
Because I
thought
sound
you were
like
hilarious.
An old Southern grandma.
Yeah.
He thought
it was you and your son. He thought it was like your grandson.
Yeah, he thought Henry was my grandson. Yeah.
He said the banter between you two is hilarious. And that he loved the granny, the grandma. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at him too, like we were in game, I was like, the grandma? He's like, you know, the one, and she's like talking with that kid. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And then I come in and I'm like, I'm not a granny.
I'm not a granny.
Get off my lawn.
You carpet bagger.
So now I'm not going to ever live that down.
So yeah, definitely come by and check that out. That's at twitch.tv/phantomfox4.
Yeah. So what else you been up to?
Not much really. I mean, other than doing a lot of streaming and playing DayZ. Yeah, we had Thanksgiving. That's past, getting ready for Christmas now.
So I cooked the Thanksgiving meal. Well, the majority of it. Our sister Betsy helped me. But I cooked the majority of
it.
And that
sister.
Was my, yes, our youngest sister. That was my first time ever cooking most, like usually I'll bring like a dish or two or some rolls or something, you know?
Yeah.
But this was my first time and I was really proud of myself. It was really good. I had, Mimaw came over, our dear Mimaw. So she was giving me and Betsy some pointers. So, you know, of course it was going to be pretty good. But yeah. we played a Thanksgiving prank. Have you seen that video?
Oh no, I didn't see that video. I remember you telling me about it though.
Yes, and we got them so good, which they weren't too like impressed with the prank. But we cooked a chicken and told them it was turkey.
Was it like a big chicken? Was it like believable that was a turkey?
No. It was a little chicken. But what I did was I cut it up and served it as like. Just the meat. I didn't
like
serve
shredded.
The whole. Yeah. I didn't serve the whole.
Gotcha. Okay. So,
yeah.
Okay. I can see that being so more good. Believable now. Because I thought if you like put out like a full like cooked chicken, people would just look at it and be like, was that like a baby turkey? Like,
yeah. That's what I did. I mean, I kind of set it up and was like, you know, I got a smaller turkey since I'm cooking ham. And that's what I really wanted was ham. I don't care for turkey that much. And Betsy brought her air fryer, so we were going to air fry it, but she forgot some kind of attachment we needed, so we ended up baking it in the oven. And then I cut it up, and they started eating it, and then we broke it to them. I was like, how's the turkey? And everybody was like, oh, the turkey's great. It's actually pretty moist. And then we were like, it's not turkey, it's chicken. And they were like,
I got you good, you fuckers.
Yeah, exactly. They were just like, oh, okay. Well, it's pretty good too. Like they didn't care. We thought it was going to devastate them, but they didn't care.
Dang.
Yeah.
So swing and a miss.
But we enjoyed it. We had fun. What did you do for Thanksgiving?
I had the in-laws come over, and my wife cooked up food, and then they brought some stuff as well, you know, drinks and sides and whatnot.
Cool.
Yeah. It was pretty good. And actually, your story reminded me of, I don't know if I told the story on here, the jumbo chickens.
Yes,
you have. Did I talk about that on here, or did I just tell you about it?
No, you have, because we were talking about fucking with people. And you got Crystal to believe. Go ahead and retell a little bit of it.
Yeah. And just real quickly, we get jumbo eggs from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And one day my wife was like, where do you think these jumbo eggs come from? I said, jumbo chickens. And she said, what? I said, jumbo chickens. She's like, nah. I was like, yeah, our neighbor used to have jumbo chickens. They used to raise them. When we were little, we would ride them around the yard. And she said, really? I said, no. And then she turned around and got her mom with it. But that always reminds me of it.
I
started talking about the baby turkey.
Like, I picture us riding jumbo chickens.
like large dog sized chickens and little kids that run around the yard.
Oh, it reminds me of something, but I can't think of what it is. Like, when I think about riding the jumbo chicken, it reminds me of something. Oh, I think it's that Halloween costume you had that one year when you were riding an ostrich.
Yeah, that's why I was working at the veterinary hospital. It's like that little inflatable thing where you stick your legs through it and it has like little inflatable legs over it. So it's like I'm riding it.
Yeah.
And I go out to the front to bring back dogs and stuff. And dogs would like see it and start going crazy and barking at me. And then I would start kind of like stepping around like side to side, like it was upsetting my ostrich. Yeah. I was like, whoa, easy. You know?
Don't want to get flipped off this thing.
Yeah. Spooking. I'm going to get bucked.
Oh, good times. Good times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good times.
I know we were going to talk about you going camping, but I think that was for our other podcast, hashtag Creaky.
Yeah, that's going to be on Creaky. I mean, the camping trip was fun and stuff, but there was a spooky event that we'll talk about on hashtag Creaky.
Ooh, I can't wait. Because it's been a while. This is actually season 2 of Sis Bro.
Oh. Woo!
Yay, confetti. You can't see it, but it's happening.
It's everywhere. It's fireworks.
Oh man, people are going amazing. All out for season 2.
Is that a parade outside?
Is that high school band?
It, but it's there. Look, what is going on? Is that P. Diddy? I don't know why he even would show up for the season premiere, but okay.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's dancing. Do you remember your P. Diddy dance where you used to make fun of him?
Well, yeah. I did a P. I mean, it sounds like me because I have the same one for like Kanye West.
Yeah.
Because all he does is sling his head around.
Yeah. The same with P. Diddy, just moves his arms and like does like little steps.
Yeah. The and then like I even named the moves. Like you just point both fingers in the air and look up. Like, you know, praise God. He does that a lot, or he just points into the air. And then the headache, you got to put your hands on your temples and like move your head side to side.
Oh, yeah. You get that rhyme headache.
You're trying to shake that that headache.
Memories. Mm. So, yeah, thank y'all for the parade and shit. I mean, damn, we didn't expect it, but.
Yeah. Thanks, P-Dude.
We've had messages from our listeners asking when season 2 was gonna start, and like I didn't even know we were done with season 1. I was like, well, I guess that break was season 1 finale.
sounds legit. Like, you know, holiday seasons bring in, you know, the lull in our podcast, and we use that as our season break.
Yeah. And I mean, our last episode was the wankies, so we ended on a good note.
Yeah, that was a good season finale.
I think that's been our most listened to episode.
It's a good episode.
It is a very good episode. Yeah. I need to go back and listen because I know our beginning episodes, we weren't as polished and, you know, professional, but.
Well, I mean, I was.
I was just learning.
I mean, yeah, you were fresh to the game. to the whole broadcasting scene.
You're used to the whole talking about stuff. Well, usually you're playing a video game when you're doing it, but making conversation.
Our conversations kind of go off on tangents too. You know, we start talking about stuff. I think that was the main reason we started doing podcasts, is because of our banter while playing video games.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was, I think it was after the mermaid discussion that we were like, you know what? We're doing the podcast.
The good old mermaid. And you know what? I can actually, well, I was going to clip it, but it's on our YouTube channel if y'all want to go watch it, which I need to start doing clips on our YouTube channel. I've been so lazy, you know, with work and kids and life. Just so lazy. But yeah, it's on our YouTube channel. Just search Sis Bro Show, a comedy duo. That's who we be.
And you'll see what inspired us to go ahead and actually start doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Because we had some pretty good banter too, talking about stuff while we were on DayZ on last
stream
that you appeared on.
I know. I went back and listened to some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm from North Kakalaki, where we say Jesse.
And then also what we would do if we found ourselves in a surviving in an apocalyptic situation.
Mm-hmm. Which we had talked about years before. Because
this came up a long time ago.
Yeah, because like we play Halo and my favorite thing to do would be to shoot them in the pee-pee.
Yeah, like it would always be like pee-pee shots. We would see them like on kill cams and stuff like that. You would see like, you know, and I asked you one day, I was like, why you always shoot them in a pee-pee?
It's like, my way of fighting back the patriarchy.
The penisarchy.
But yeah, so.
Then it turned into this whole thing where we started talking about how good she was at sniping peepees. And that if we had to live in a post-apocalyptic world, that we would just be like a crazy family group where if anyone would trespass in our territory, we'd shoot their peepees off and eat them to survive.
Sometimes in front of the victim.
They would sit there and watch. And then the rumors would spread about this crazy group, and that you don't go into their territory, they'll snipe your pee-pee off and eat it.
Yeah.
For survival.
I was like, look what they did to me.
And they're like, oh my God, you look like a Ken doll.
You think having a big pee-pee is a plus? It is not.
It's not. It's an easier target.
Yeah. And if they wanted to raid us, they would send in the guys with the little peepees. Yeah.
They laugh like, "Ha, you missed. I will get that peepee. It will happen."
It's cold out here. It shrinks inside me.
I was in the pool.
Oh, that's one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes.
Mine too.
God, we like a lot of pee-pee references.
There was that that dude that was playing with us too on stream, and we asked him. He was like, he said something. He was like, "Y'all crazy."
Yeah.
He asked him like, "Dude, you wouldn't eat a pee-pee to survive?" He was like, "No, I wouldn't eat it." I was like, "Dude, if it's like life or death."
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's starving, you know. Mm-hmm. He said, "No, I think he would."
Yeah, I think he would too.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone would.
Yeah. Well, he particularly seems like a pee-pee eater.
A weenie muncher?
That's what we would be, the weenie muncher clan. Yeah,
the weenie munchers. You don't go up that way. Wow. That's where them there weenie munchers are. What? The weenie munchers.
They eat it with beans.
Yeah, maybe we should pitch this idea to Walking Dead. I think they need to spice things up a little bit on their show.
They do. I've stopped watching, but I guarantee you, if they started eating weenies.
If someone said, yeah, I watched this episode of Walking Dead, and now there's something called the weenie munchers, and they're like, what? Like, yeah, they shoot people's peepees off and eat them. It's like, all right, I might just start watching again.
Yeah. This sounds like a direction that I would take.
Yeah. I need to. What channel is it? Come on. What time is it? Weenie munchers. Okay.
Yeah. Well, hey, Walking Dead, don't be stealing our idea, though.
Yeah. If we see anything about weenie munchers, we'll sue.
we will.
And don't try to like get around it, you know. Don't like name it anything else.
We will find a Winnie Muncher lawyer.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't eat weenies per se, but no. he would have a perfect defense against it.
He will sue your weenie off.
Yeah, sue that. I might say that just to confuse people, like in an argument with someone, like in public. It's like, if you do, I will sue your weenie off. It's like, well, wait, what?
Wait a minute. You didn't say so. You said sue. Oh, man. You can't even afford your weenie.
We were talking about weird things on stream the other day, too. We were talking about how, I think it was one of our buddies said he was going to go in the, he's like, I'm going to run into the kitchen quick and get some Tic Tacs. And I was like, that's kind of a weird thing to say. It's like, why would you just go in the kitchen and get some Tic Tacs? Like, sounds like if you're like, if I say I'm going to the bathroom, like, hey, I'm going to run into the restroom real quick and drop my pants down and then pick them back up and I'll be right back. Like, so you're going to use the bathroom? I'm like, yes.
Like, why don't you have like the Tic Tacs beside you? Like, popping them. I mean, they don't maybe, seem like a food know, you gotta got like keep a, in the kitchen.
Maybe he's got like a cupboard full of them or something. Like, he's got a stockpile of Tic Tacs.
And he wasn't real sure what flavor he wanted. So he was going to go look variety. At all of them. Yeah. I like the orange ones.
It's like, which one today?
Oh my God. Yeah. All right. So when I mentioned North Kakalaki and I say chassis, it's because that same Winnie Muncher guy. Yes. He was calling the car part a chassis, and he said it a few times before we were like, wait a minute. We were going to let him get by with it just once. But no, after like the third or fourth time, I was like, do you mean chassis? And I don't know how old this guy is. I'm guessing he's in his 20s at least, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a kid. And
yeah. I think if you're an adult male, you should know what a chassis is. Or at least how to say it.
The other day, he said, that's how it's spelled. I was like, oh, we're getting fancy in here. Le chassis.
But then he was talking later about how the state he lives in is, what was it, Stand Your Ground State? He was like, somebody comes into my, what did he say exactly?
Yeah, he said, someone says, come in my house, and I asked them to leave. If they don't leave, I'm going to shoot them. I was like, first of all, if someone breaks in your house, you're just going to like lean back in your chair. I'm like, hey, could you leave, please? Like, is that your first route to go? Is it like the... So I asked them first, like, hey, would you mind leaving the house you just broke into? I'd appreciate that.
They'd be like, oh, sorry. Didn't know this was your house.
Ooh, my bad. Wrong house. I meant to break into the neighbors.
Yeah. I was just here to steal a chassis. It's so easy for you and I to fuck with people that... Sometimes I don't think we go too far, but I think people just get too sensitive.
Yeah, obviously. I think you have to like really like know us and like be a part of our little group, because then it becomes like a two-way like road. Like, it's not just, you know, because I fuck up all the time, you fuck up all the time.
Oh yeah.
And then our friends make us like pay for it. I mean, I can't think of it, any instances that I fucked up off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah. Not off the top of your head. No, I'm sure if I could think really hard, I could figure out something that you've done.
Yeah, something on me?
I mean, me, I'm damn near perfect, so it'll be hard, too.
I mean, I got one right now.
Oh, God, what?
It's when we actually brought up Smigarettes.
Oh, yeah, well, that was in the past.
Well, I mean, it's all in the past. Everything's in the past.
This is a picture of me when I was younger. Every picture is a picture.
Everything we've already talked about on podcasts in the past.
This was like way in the past, though. Like 7 years ago. And see, still, I can't live it down. Yeah, like, we will never let that guy live down chassis.
Nope. That's why I think I use that as an example. Is like, once something becomes like an inside joke to us, then like, that's what it is. I still refer to it as Smigarettes.
Yeah. And, you know. That
that's
makes
what it is. It starts out as a joke, and then it just becomes that's what it is.
Right, so
now it's going to be chances.
But I mean, the ones that are too sensitive kind of weed themselves out, anyways. You know,
they put some distance between us and them.
It's happened.
It has.
But I mean,
it has.
That's okay though, because we didn't like them anyways.
Because we didn't like you anyway.
Hey, if they can't hang with the weenie munchers, we don't want them.
Yeah. Just get, the weenie's too hot. Get out the kitchen. Because we're munching in here.
You said we was going to can them.
Yeah. We're going to can them with some beans. Made some beanie weenies.
And people can't think that we're gross because I know some of our listeners are weenie munchers.
Oh, I mean, like I use to mean to say people can't think we're gross. All right, so don't think that, guys. And then they're like probably sitting there like listening the whole time, like, oh my god, it's like, oh okay, I guess they're not gross. They said not to think that they're gross, so let's not think that.
No, mm-mm. I gotta.
We're not gross.
We're not. No.
We're
survivors.
We're survivors. This is a hypothetical situation, okay? Everyone just calm down, all right? It's a hypothetical. What would you do to survive?
You know, I went a little bit further with this. It was a long time ago when we were talking about this to begin with. And back then, I went a little bit further and said, what if the zombies, like, they infected you by doing you in the butt?
Mm-hmm.
And so even with the zombies, we had to shoot off their weenies so they couldn't infect nobody.
Yeah. I think that did come up in this discussion. Because it's a strong possibility. Because, you know, if a real zombie outbreak happened, you don't know if zombies in, like, movies and shows are depicted accurately.
Right. It could be an STD that causes zombinism. I don't know.
Zombinism.
What is that? What would be the medical term for it?
For zombinism. For being a zombie?
Yeah.
Undenaculous?
Denaculous.
Zombiniticus? Undenaculous zombiniticus. The medical term.
That reminded me of Wizard of Oz for some reason when he says, speaking in the vernacular of the peasantry. Well, yeah, because you don't know how it gets started, right? I mean, that could very well be somebody was getting it in the butt and they turned into a zombie. And then they had to, I don't know how the women would spread it, but.
I actually had the same, a similar theory when me and my buddy Dave went to Prague. I went for that Gears of War World Tournament back in 2007.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it was a similar theory.
So, doing it in the butt.
It was a similar theory.
Well, I have a similar
theory. No. I mean, all right, so this is a little, like, what if vampires, instead of drinking blood, would drink your poop? So, like,
two vampires, one cup.
I know. We would say, like, you walk in a room and, like, a vampire would be, like, having someone, like, turned around upside down and would just be going to town on the butthole.
Oh, God.
And then, like, look up and go. And then he just, like, poop on his mouth. And we called him Nosferatu's colonic.
God almighty. They're
poop vampires. So, you don't know about real vampires. You don't know if they eat shit.
Well, I mean, there's a vampire bat. I don't think it eats guano.
You don't know that. Have you ever seen one?
I haven't. I have not. Not in real life.
Maybe they just leave that out.
Maybe that's how coronavirus started, was a poop-eating bat, and then somebody ate the poop-eating bat. And there
you go. Yeah, the poopy bat. So, yeah. So, I mean, we have all these kind of weird hypothetical theories that could be possible.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that the vampire eats semen.
Oh, God. No.
I think some guys would really like vampires.
That'd be There'd be vampires everywhere. Vampires among us. And everyone would be seeking them out, like, hey, you vampire.
Have I got a treat for you?
Yeah. I'm trying to find me a good old-fashioned vampire, okay?
Instead of, like, their fangs coming down, their teeth, like, retract up. So oh, God. Just gums.
So just completely the reverse for the fangs. Instead of them just popping out, they just go back in.
Right? So I feel like we need to create this alternate universe where there are butt sex zombies.
This sounds like a porno. It sounds like we're about to make a softcore porno about zombies and vampires. So what happens when a zombie meets a vampire? Like a vampire is going to want to like suck them off, but the zombie just want to do them in the butt. So they're just going to be like, yeah, they're going to be like flipping and doing all kinds of stuff.
Ew.
Like the it's twilight not, of pornos.
That's not very sanitary though.
Instead of calling it twilight, we call it like twilight. Walking Dead, don't y'all steal this either.
Okay. No, we know people be listening and thinking, damn, they are on to something.
Walking Dead producers taking notes right now. Butt sex zombies.
We gotta Simon introduce
drinking vampires.
What about werewolves? Okay, what do the werewolves do?
Oh God. Oh God. Okay, wait a minute. Maybe the werewolves should be like the normalist ones.
Yeah, they're like, what the hell is going
and
on? Here?
Like, what the fuck? They show up and it's like, what the fuck is this? No, they gotta do something weird too.
They do. What could they do? We might have to think on this for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. This may be. We may have to follow this up on another podcast.
Yeah.
This is going to be a thought process.
Because I was thinking, it could be something to do with periods, but no, that's too gross. Like, that's too far.
Like, where will just show up and have their periods? Like, what do you mean? Like,
like all this gross stuff is happening and women are just having periods everywhere.
maybe the periods are what attract werewolves.
Yeah.
Like they smell the blood.
They do. And they
transform.
They want to bathe in the Did I cross a line?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, maybe not my line. I don't know about our listeners' lines. Our listener lines are gone. We've already like far past those lines.
I know. If they're listening to us, then they've got problems. But good ones, good problems, we appreciate you.
If you made it this far, you are one of us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't lie.
You have
one of
joined
us.
The Weenie Muncher.
Yeah, you are an official Weenie Muncher.
We should make t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Proud Weenie Muncher.
This is a picture of us eating hot dogs.
We'll get a gay following and because they think it's something different.
Yeah, unless they're just like hot dog enthusiasts.
Oh. Hey, people do that for like, it's like a eating competitions, right? Where they eat the hot dogs. Mm-hmm. They dip it in water and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, right there.
I actually wanted to try that.
Oh, I know, because you did have a record when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Because we used to get hot dogs. I think it was at 13.
12.
12.
I didn't make them to the teens, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Yep, 12 hot dogs.
And our dad was so proud of you.
Yep, so I was a weenie muncher when I was just a wee little weenie muncher. Back then.
Starts when you're young, I've heard.
Yep. First time my dad said he loved me. He looked at me, shook my hand, said, I love you, son. I said, thanks, daughter.
Is when you realized our dad was a weenie muncher too.
A weenie muncher too. We shared it. We bonded over it.
Oh God. You know, we were watching this show that's on Netflix. It's about like weird competitions and such. And I think Rainn Wilson created it and narrates it. You know, Dwight from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the competitions was hot pepper eating. And like each of the peppers got hotter and hotter. And you know what the hottest pepper is?
Is it the ghost pepper or the, I think there was a new one.
It's a called a Carolina Reaper. Cause the guy that created it is in South Carolina. He's actually in Fort Mill, I think. So not far, you could actually go to his like pepper store. He's got not his house. He's got a pepper store.
Well, show him his house and be like, hey, I heard you made the house pepper.
What he does is he like mixes the different strains of peppers to make them hotter and hotter. So in this competition, the Carolina Reaper was actually in the middle, and there were peppers hotter than that. What? Yeah. In the competition, you cannot drink and you cannot throw up. So you have milk there. If you drink your milk there, you're out. If you throw up, you're out. And it got down to two people. One of them was a woman, and then another one. Like, they had pepper eaters from all over the world, because apparently you can be really famous for eating peppers. And some of them had their own YouTube channel. Some of them had been in pepper competitions before and won. These two people that it got down to had never been in a competition. They were like the underdogs.
Oh, the underground pepper eaters.
So
the two pepper eating on the street. Yeah. Street battles.
Like, hey, I bet I can eat up hotter pepper than you. You're on.
They both whip out peppers. Like, what are the odds they would just both have peppers in their pockets?
I know. Well, also, I was going to say something and lost it. Oh, so they got through and they both ate the hottest pepper. And it's so funny because the guy that creates these peppers, he like gets a kick out of seeing people in pain. Like if they're sweating and stuff, he's like over there laughing. Like he wants them to almost die. I don't think he wants them to die, but he might.
Yeah, not all the way, just a little.
Yeah. So they both get through all of the peppers and he is so disappointed because he wanted them dead by now. So the next round, they have to eat the pepper within 15 seconds. It's like a speed round, and the guy beat the girl like after the second pepper, like she just couldn't do it because that's some of their like the way that they are able to eat it is they just do it slowly and let the saliva build, I guess, to help. But she talks about these like cramps you get in your stomach. She's like, the worst part is when it hits your stomach and you get these capsaicin cramps. Then she said they're the worst. It's so hard to not throw up. But I was like, I don't really like spicy stuff, but I'm intrigued. Because didn't you in high school didn't you get paid to eat a really hot pepper?
Yeah, I swear, actually, like, I didn't like spicy things up until then. But on a dare, and then people start throwing money in on this dare to eat a habanero pepper. And so I just popped it in and pulled the stem out and, like, flicked it away and sitting there chewing on it. I was like, oh, it's not too bad. And then I started coughing real bad. And then I took off running towards the water fountain, and my buddy Dave, who was actually improv with me, he got in my way. Like he showed up, he would just come in the doors. He was like, hey, where you going, Brooks? Where you going? And I grabbed him by his arm and like threw him to the side. Of him. I ran over to the water fountain and was just rinsing my mouth out and then like scraping my tongue in my mouth, my shirt.
Didn't work.
But it was, but amazingly after that, I started craving hot stuff and spicy stuff.
Oh, that's why these pepper competitions. I mean, once you,
I think you build up like an immunity to it, or like, you get like a rush from it, and then you get like this almost not really like immunity, but you like you're chasing that high because there's kind of a high you get from that.
Oh, well, the one girl that got all the way to the end, she was talking about how she was an addict, and like getting into pepper competitions and eating these hot peppers actually got her sober. And then she said once she met some of these other hot pepper eaters, they were all had like addiction. Well, most of them had addiction problems, and like the peppers saved them. So I get that. It's like trading one for another, but a better one.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't see junkies on the street, you know, stealing shit to buy peppers.
I gotta get my pepper fix. Then after that, too, when I got my first job out of high school, I entered a little, they had like for a gift card for a restaurant, they had like a jalapeno pepper eating contest. And I fucking nailed that.
I think that was like the first pepper that they ate at the competition.
Those jalapenos?
Yeah. And then it just got hotter and hotter and hotter from there. And these peppers are weird looking. The hotter they get, the weirder they look. I guess it's because they had to take all these different strains and mix them.
So they could just get like these deformed looking peppers.
Right. Yeah. Crazy. Well, let's take a break since we've been talking for a while. Mm-hmm. And break. Yeah. Let's hear a word from our sponsor. And we're back.
I don't know why I do that. I do. Me and Meg were talking, and I jump into accents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bad about when I hear people with accents, I start mimicking their accent.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know, the one of the dudes we play with on DayZ, Hectic, he's from the UK. And so I catch myself slipping into like an English accent all the time when I'm playing with them. That's like for anyone, though, like even in real life, like if someone's got like an accent, or even the worst one, a speech impediment.
Oh my God. No, you don't. Do you?
Yes. I don't mean to, but I've called myself talking to someone that had a lisp. And then I start talking with a lisp. And I don't mean to.
But they think you're making fun of them.
I don't want them to think I'm making fun of them. It's, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know why. Like, I'm trying to, it's like I'm trying to mimic them.
Right. Like, speak to them in a way they'll understand.
I don't know, I guess. Because the same thing, I'm like, you know, speak with, like, you know, Spanish-speaking people, you know, the Latino community.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, when I talk to them, I end up talking to them back in, like, a Spanish accent.
It's and okay, like, SA.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, you know, hey, Bruce, what's going on, amigo? I go, hey, what's up, amigo? Nothing much here. And I'm like... And I catch myself doing that all the time too. I'm like, well, I'm like, they know what I'm talking. They, when I say words, they don't. I don't need an accent on it for them to understand me. But I don't know what it is. It's just my I guess my imitating nature. Like you know, us growing up, we always were, you know, imitating accents and stuff, you know, the way people said stuff on TV and TV shows.
Right, and we would try to talk like the cartoon characters and
So we just have that kind of adaptive, you know. That's why I blame it all. It's my adaptive nature of trying to mimic things.
When you get around our family, do you find yourself talking more Southern? Mm-hmm. Like in the accent? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it, for me, I think, and I mean, your Twitch fans have pointed out that I have more of a Southern accent than you do. But I think it's because, like, I tried to lose my accent whenever I moved to Charlotte. I tried to not talk so Southern because people would point it out and I was like kind of self-conscious about it. But then I got to a point where I was just like, I don't care. I'm just going to embrace my Southern roots. I still don't speak.
That's who I am.
I don't speak as Southern, I guess, as you could say, as we did when we were younger.
Not as bad.
Oh
yes.
My gosh.
Yeah, when we were kids and we were watching home videos and I couldn't understand what I was saying.
Yeah.
It was rough. It was like a bunch of little baby sling blades running around.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty bad. We were very backwoods hick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But well, we did pretty good. Like, I even cleaned up my accent, but I'm still, you know, I still get, you know, pointed out time for my Southern accent.
It happens. And I mean, with the whole mimicking the accents, I was watching Downton Abbey. Have you ever seen that show? It's set in England. It's a really good show, but I binge watched it because it's been over for a few years. And as I was like watching it, I would notice myself thinking in an English accent. like
your inner monologue?
Yes. Yes. I'm like, why? But I mean, I binge watched it because I had like a couple weeks off of work and that's all I did was watch that. I felt myself like talking more proper, maybe not in the English accent, but I was like, because this takes place like in the early 1900s, it starts right after the Titanic sinks. So that's like the time period.
Okay.
And I caught myself like being really proper about things. And then it was like a while before I was like, oh my God, I'm thinking in an English accent. Like, why? How does that happen? Why does that happen? That's so weird.
I've actually heard stuff like people getting head injuries. And then like when they come to, they have an accent. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I have. It's like a word for it. And there was like a show that I watched that did a study on it. Because some of it, like people would actually wake up speaking a different language.
like not just an accent, but speaking an entire different
language. Yeah. Yeah. Like an entire different language. But one woman, like, she just went from having an American accent to an English accent. Mm. Like, she just woke up one day. She didn't even have a head injury or nothing. And I was like, this woman is full of shit. Like, it's not, like, hard to just have an English accent. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with her. She just started talking that way.
Just, like, wake up and go, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Why do I sound like this?
You went from an English to an Australian.
I drifted. I did. Yeah, you heard that? I drifted.
And you're like, I got like
do some beginner stuff. They're like, hello, governor.
Tea and crumpets.
Would you like a spa tea and crumpets? I constantly try and get all the people on the people from different countries that I play with on stream. Mm-hmm. You know, I got people from like the UK, Finland, come from Germany. I haven't played with any of my German friends in a while.
I've heard Ireland. Yeah, I've heard some Irish guy. Yeah.
So there's like people all around the world that I play with on stream. And I constantly ask them, can you do an American accent? And I think most of them just are embarrassed to try. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they do.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You know, just like we do over here. But I've gotten a couple to do it, and it's pretty funny.
Have you? All right. So whenever I watched the interviews with Downton Abbey, they got them to do American accents. And for some reason, most of the time when I hear an English person try to do an American accent, it's like the Valley Girl accent, you know, mm-hmm. like totally, you know, like that's their go-to American accent. I don't know about the people that you've gotten to do accents, if that's kind of the route they go, but it's almost every English person I hear do an American accent, it goes to that if they don't like act and do American accents, you know. Yeah, normally
it's like the one, it's probably the more, I guess, common one over there, like the movies and stuff they watch, where they can just like imitate those easier.
Yeah, I get that. What I hate is whenever people that don't have Southern accents play in a movie or something and do a Southern accent and get it all wrong. Like, yeah. I know there's different dialects in different parts of the South, but it almost always sounds like a plantation owner or just a backwoods hick. Like, those are the two that they go to.
Yeah.
You know, like Kevin Spacey on House of Cards, he's plantation owner. And then that Roseanne episode, whenever Becky moves into the trailer park. Mm-hmm, have you seen mm-hmm. that one? And it has Sharon Stone in it, and she does the accent. Yeah, backwoods hick. It's like those two accents are the only ones that people can do in acting. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's like they go too overboard with it, too thick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's harder to do just a subtle Southern accent.
I guess it would be. And I also hate it when people are doing a dumb accent. They just go Southern. Like, anytime they want to sound dumb, they just go Southern accent. Like,
yeah.
I take offense to that.
Yeah, okay. They go, well, golly.
Yeah. They do like the Gomer accent. Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, Gomer Pyle. Yeah. But also, speaking of like just me imitating accents and stuff and mm-hmm. speech impediments, I also have this thing that I wanted to bring up that I did the other day, whereas if I don't talk for a minute and someone says something to me mm-hmm. and I first start talking again, I can't control the volume of my voice.
You've told me that before.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if anyone else has this issue. Like, you know, I've been like, you know, busy doing this stuff just to myself. And I was at work the other day and, you know, just got done with the shift. I haven't said anything in a while. You know, I've just been slinging boxes and whatnot. And I go in the bathroom and one of the guys I work with was in there and he went to go walk out. He's like, all right, man, you have a good weekend. And I just looked over my shoulder. I was like, all right, you too. And I just kind of yelled it. And I was just like, oh, that was a little too loud. You know,
yeah.
Like, well, you're probably like, you were like walking out of the building, just thinking, why was Brooks yelling at me like that?
What did I do? I just said have a good weekend.
Yeah, I just have a good weekend. He must have had a rough day.
Is he mad because I don't want to join the Weenie Munchers?
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know what that is, but I mean, it just made me think of that. Like, yeah, that happens to me when, you know, not often, but you know, a good amount. Where, like I said, I say something, I'm just like, ooh, that's a little too much coming out the gate.
Where
dial it down a little bit.
like the area you're working, is it loud? Is that why?
I mean, it's a little bit loud. It's definitely not as loud as like other places I've worked.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I don't have that problem. I'm always yelling at my kids though. So if I yell, maybe it just, I think, oh, that's just normal me.
For you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't have that problem. Does any of our listeners have a problem with like accents and imitating or controlling the volume of their voice? We want to hear. We want to know your problem.
Make us not feel so weird.
You're right.
Well, let us know that you're out there and that you're suffering with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want to join the Weenie Munchers, let us know. We'll put you down in case apocalypse happens. We'll swing by.
Go ahead and scoop you up.
Yeah. Also make a list of people you know with weenies.
Yep. Who do I know that have a weenie? Yeah, I don't like that guy. I need that weenie. And not in a pleasurable way either.
Right.
You know? Mm-mm. Like,
he's good.
Like they will not enjoy it.
But I will.
For survival. For survival. Mm-mm. It's important to point out that.
I'm taking bites of it. I'm not going to.
Yeah. Don't want to mislead anybody.
Yeah. I mean, we would like to have like a stockpile of weenies, you know, so it helps. It helps to have that list.
A pantry, a penis pantry.
Yeah. Like Brooke said, we'll be canning them. So they last longer.
Make some weenie jerky.
I mean, yeah, I would try it.
I mean, I've had a Rocky Mountain oyster, so I mean.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Can't be too much different.
Have you ever had one of those?
No, I have not.
All right, for those of you that don't know what a Rocky Mountain oyster is, it's a bull testicle. Mm. I mean, it's cooked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, which we would cook the weenies too.
Yeah, we cook the weenies. We're not animals. No. Not cavemen.
I feel like they would be too chewy if we didn't.
Eating raw weenies and whatnot. Like eating taffy.
Mm.
Why are we back on this? Wait a minute. It's like we just keep circling back to the weenie munchie.
Can't help but mention it.
All right. But anything we talk about, we just segue right back to weenie munching.
Rocky Mountain oyster, how does it taste?
It tastes like a meat apple. Like I can see your face just off of your off those noises you made, but no, it's just like a meatball.
Oh,
like if no one would told me it was a Rocky Mountain oyster, I would just thought I was eating meatballs.
Oh, so should our weenie munchin go a little step further and?
No, I think if anything, we should just exclude those. So it seems like we're picky, you know? So then people would just wonder, like, why wouldn't they just eat the testicles also? It's like, those weenie munchers, they're picky.
Oh, God.
Our victims, just add to the lore.
Our victims showing people who they, oh, God, that just looks so wrong.
I don't like the fact that you think they would just, like, drop their pants too. Like, look at that.
I'm thinking they have like a overcoat on, you know,
like a trench coat. People? Yeah. Like they're just on standby. Every victim we've hit just walks around in trench coats and no pants on.
To tell the tale.
Yeah. It's for proof because everyone keeps asking them. So they just decided, you know what, I'm going to wear a trench coat. So when people ask me if I'm telling the truth, I'll just open my coat. And they'll be like, oh my God, the rumors are true.
But think about it though. Whenever you hear of a flasher, like in movies or in TV shows, he's always got a trench coat on. He just opens it, right?
Oh my God! I thought you were about to say. If you think about it, flashers in movies, you know, they always have a penis that they flash. So in this instance, they would not be flashing any penis, you know. I'm like, you know, life. I was about to say, like, that's rude. You are correct.
Oh know. That's how I picture it, because that's how it's always depicted. Mm-hmm. I guess they would be anti-flashers because they wouldn't have a weenie.
Well, I would think an anti-flasher would be someone who rolled up naked and then put a coat on. Right? No. Like they just rub chicken naked and then all of a sudden just close their coat. Like throw a coat on. And yeah. Like, and then you're like, oh my God, I almost saw something.
Not today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That would be.
Yeah. Or like I talked about before with reverse thieves.
Oh, yeah.
People who break in your house and leave shit for you.
I would really like to have one of those break into my house. Yeah.
Walk in the living room and your door's like kicked in. You're like, what the fuck? And you got like a new like big screen flat TV and it's like, oh shit. And you run like in the kitchen and they left you a bunch of groceries and they're like, these motherfuckers, they hit me again.
If you think about it, Santa Claus is a reverse burglar.
He is.
Yeah.
Because he straight up just breaks into your house and leaves you shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so he's the pioneer. He's first. Oh, he does. Well, I mean, you leave that out, man. Well, what if the first person who did that for Santa accidentally left their cookies and milk out? Like, oh, I'm going to save this to the morning. And the guy was like, oh, look at these presents. Who the fuck ate my cookies and drank my milk?
Must have been that damn Santa.
Must have been that damn Santa.
I remember getting up and he would never eat all the cookies. He would just take bites of the cookies mm-hmm. at our house. And I remember yeah. eating them. Like, Santa like could have
after Santa.
Yes,
you ate after him.
I did.
He could have mono from like Mrs. Claus.
I didn't care. I felt closer
care.
To him.
Yep. Just in eating home, this cookie was in Santa's mouth.
That's so wrong. Mm-hmm. All right. So anything else that we need to cover? Because I feel like we've covered a lot.
Yeah, we've definitely hit the bullet points of the day. You know, weenie munchers, accents,
mm-hmm.
Volume of voice, back to weenie munching.
poop vampires.
Yeah, poop vampires. We hit all the main points today that we wanted to hit.
Well, I think that's a wrap then. That was good. I like this. Yeah. We should do this again.
Yeah, we should.
We want to hear from other listeners though. Let us know what kind of person you would be in a post-apocalyptic world. Would you be a weenie muncher?
Yeah. What would you do us? For survival?
Because if you're not with us, you're against us.
Yeah. If you ain't with us, you better hide them weenies. You ain't gonna be with us.
And you know, any kind of like weird like our butt sex zombies. Do you have a theory of something like that?
Yeah.
We want to hear that.
What do werewolves do in this weird fucked up universe we made?
Because taking showers and period blood apparently goes too far.
Yeah, well, apparently that's too much. We'll bathe in the period blood. Oh God, I can't even finish that.
Oh, and let us know if you do weird accents when you hear them, or if you think in accents like other weirdos, or we want to hear. And any questions you have for us, we're happy to answer questions on the air. Well, I guess we're not technically on the air, but on the podcast, record it, and then you listen to it later.
And then I'd be on the air in the cloud.
All right, you want to take us out?
Oh, yeah.
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 Go ahead.
I'll come back now. You hear?